Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Today we're joined with Ryan McFoy, the safety from the Arizona State Sun Devils. A very talented guy. He had a great pro day, and he's joining us now. Ryan, looking at your pro day, what did you think of it?
I think I did pretty well. I just went out there and just showed the scouts what I could do, and just hope it worked out for the best for me.
Nice. And what's it like... that up-close, personal eyes on you for your pro day, where you kind of know that they're really, really, every movement, everything you do is really going to be critiqued. Is there any jitters to get out of the way, or you just kind of went into it pretty relaxed?
I was relaxed most of the time. I didn't do too well. I thought on a couple things, just personally, but I just had a five-second rule, and I just went out there and just try to dominate everything else that I was going to do.
Nice. And, when you arrived at Arizona State, and now you're at the front door of the NFL, did it go by quick for you?
I think it did go by real fast.
Nice. And, for you personally, when did that realization of, you making that leap towards the NFL, when did that kind of, that perspective start to become a reality for you?
I guess after season, when I started training for it, that's when it really hit me. Because I was training with guys from different schools that are in the same position as I am, and it just really hit me when I started training.
Nice. Where were you doing your training at?
Excuse me?
Where were you doing your training?
Triple Threat Performance.
Okay. Nice.
Tempe.
Yeah. And, for you, what was the main, main focus of that? Obviously everyone wants to get quicker, stronger, but were you focused on anything in particular?
I was just focused on my speed more than anything, and my agility. I took everything seriously. I just wanted to do well in every aspect of training.
Nice.
I had to take lifting weights and just working hard, seriously. So, I treated everything as gotta get better in it.
And for you, I know a lot of guys who kind of go through what you go through. You get done playing your college football, then you start this process. Did you notice any body change? These guys kind of totally kick it up a notch when you hit these facilities to do this combine type training. Did you notice anything like that?
Yes, actually, I gained a lot of weight and lost a lot of body fat, gained a lot of muscle.
And
I jumped 12 pounds, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It's that's the best part, huh?
Yes. I took it real serious, and I got the results that I wanted.
Nice. And I got you about 6'1", 210? Is that where you're at now?
No, I'm 6'1". 222.
Oh, really? Wow, 222. That's impressive, man. Wow. And do you like carrying that added weight? Do you feel... I know some guys, might not feel comfortable. Do you feel comfortable with it?
I actually do feel comfortable with it. While I was training, I was pretty much 230.
Wow.
And I was doing everything with the weight of 230, and I lost weight before pro day.
Nice. And, obviously, the safety position... the next level, what do you take most pride in? Some guys, I know if you play well in the box, they kind of question, what you do in the secondary and vice versa. If you're a good cover guy, they want to know how you are, when it comes to hitting. But, is there anything that stands out that you really like about your game that, that you think special?
I just play to win. I have to do what I have to do for my team to win. So if I have to break my neck doing it, I'm gonna have to do whatever was best for the team,
Yeah, and that's
just play to win.
And for the folks listening out there, Ryan McFoy, safety, Arizona State Sun Devils, and when he says do what's best for the team, he's not lying, because you played linebacker because that was a team need, and then I think obviously your best fit for the safety position. you know, playing that linebacker in the end, did it kind of help or hurt you, you think?
I think it helped me because in next level I could actually play both positions because I know how to play linebacker and I know how to play safety. All the things that linebackers have to do, and I think that helps me out with the run support playing safety.
Nice. I mean, do you enjoy one over the other?
I like safety. I prefer safety, but if I have to play linebacker, that's I'll play linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll probably play kicker, huh, if they want you to play kicker, right?
Yes. I just want to do
want
to be up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an awesome, it has to be an awesome time right now, you know, going through these processes and these emotions of, you know, 13 days away from the NFL draft and you wait to hear your name called. Has to be a fantastic feeling. You know, when you look back at your time, was there anybody at Arizona State to kind of help you get to where you're at today? Anyone that come to mind?
Coach Gray, my linebacker coach.
Okay.
Yeah. And Coach Lubick, they both helped me out a lot. Coach Gray saw the potential in me and just wanted me to do the best. He was hard on me a lot, but I understand why he was as hard as, on me as he was, and hopefully everything he taught me is gonna pay off.
And when does that real, you know, when do you realize, you know, what he's teaching you is kind of paying off? It's probably kind of like a father, you know, harping on his son, you know, and you know, son probably wants to, you know, go nuts on him, but you know, when he gets a little older or time passes, he realizes what, you know, what was, you know, what father was, you know, meaning to do. I mean, when did that kind of hit you with the coaches?
When I played safety and I just started understanding everything, like the whole defense, I was just understanding everything, and then I started understanding why he did what he did.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you know, when you've talked with teams or your coaches even, I mean, is there something that they think you kind of need improvement on? Anything that you're working on for that part of you?
Not that I know of, but I know for me I need to improve on everything, I believe. I could always get better at everything.
Nice. And Ryan, you know, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now and put you out there on the field, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
Troy Polamalu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how about that NFL game? I mean, do you spend a lot of time watching the NFL?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Nice.
I love watching it. That's all we used to watch before Sundays when we had our films. We just watch NFL games until we have meetings, and then after meetings, go straight home and watch more games.
Nice. And you bring up, you know, watching game film. You know, when the scouts and stuff are breaking down game film of Ryan McFoy, is there anything that they're not going to be able to pick up on just because of the, you know, the style that you were in or the positions that you had to play?
I could say just the way I was reading my keys, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some teams, they did different things that I just had to read the keys a little quicker, you know what I mean?
Cause yeah.
I had to know what I had to do, so basically that was it.
Nice. And, you know, looking at the Pac-10, obviously some great offensive guys have come through there. Does anyone stand out in your mind that you've gone up against?
Javid Best.
Nice.
He's pretty good. Player.
And what's that like? I mean, you know, when you know, the team, the defense is kind of going up against a young man like Javid Best. I mean, you know how the playmaking ability, and you kind of come out, you know, shutting them down. I mean, what's the feeling? I mean, how much do you talk about it afterwards?
We talk about it basically the same day it happens, and then on Sunday we talk about it a little bit, and then on Monday you can erase from our memory and we're on the next game.
So short-lived enjoyment then, huh?
Yes.
Nice. And we just had your teammate Demetrius Nance on right before you, and we've talked with Kyle Williams a few times. Anything fun to share on those guys?
They both work hard. I like Demetri. he's a good guy to have. He runs hard, and he's not scared of contact. Kyle, he's fast, catches well, and just a good athlete in general. I had the privilege of training with Kyle.
Okay.
And it's been fun.
Yeah.
Real fun. We actually have a little bond, I guess you could say, since we train with each other. So I wish him the best, and I know he's going to get drafted.
And then what's that like, your pro day? It's kind of like, you know, the collection of, you know, the seniors, maybe a junior here or there, but, you know, it's kind of like the final time where you guys will, you know, be together all as one as an Arizona State Sun Devil. Do you guys talk about that at all?
It was crazy at first, but then we realized it's all business, so we just got focused and then performed. But, I mean, it was a special moment for me because I knew it was the last time I'll be able to be on the field with some of the guys that graduated.
Nice, nice. And NFL teams, I mean, your pro day, I mean, I'm sure you talk with some people. I mean, you have any visits or anything upcoming?
I can't say.
Oh, okay, you're fine, you're fine.
At this moment, but the Saints, the Bears, and the Browns are showing high interest right now. So.
Oh, that's cool. And what's that like, I mean... You know, get that call that these teams might be showing interest in you. You know, obviously excitement. I mean, do you call anybody, or you just kind of keep it to yourself?
I try to keep it to myself. I feel it makes the dream of going to the NFL reality, but I know I just try to stay as humble as I can and just wait for that day. And if I get drafted, then I'll be able to celebrate.
And in terms of, you know, April 22nd, 13 days away, I mean, do you have any plans for that weekend?
I'm just going to be with my family in California and just chill with my daughter. And hopefully hear my name be called.
Nice. TV. How old's your little girl?
She's 2.
Nice, nice. 2 years old. Oh, dude, that's the best age. You change diapers?
Yes, I do.
So what's her favorite show? What shows? My kids are 8 and 9, so I mean, what, Dora the Explorer and all that stuff?
Dora and Wow Wow Wubsy.
Yeah, Wow Wow Wubsy. Very nice.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is, can you believe you know all Wow Wow Wubsy and Dora the Explorer and all the characters? And it's kind of crazy, ain't it?
Excuse me?
I said it's kind of crazy that you know all those names, isn't it?
No. I actually like those shows, too. And Yo Gabba Gabba. Those are excellent shows. She's got me addicted.
Nice, nice. I know sometimes I catch myself watching SpongeBob SquarePants even when the kids aren't home. So.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's funny stuff. It's just, you know, they're cartoons. I think everyone likes cartoons. And
it makes me feel like a little kid again.
Oh, yeah. They keep you youthful without a doubt, you know. And,
exactly.
And 2 years old, I mean, that's the gem mint stage there. I mean, I'm sure you get it like every father or mother gets it. I mean, when she sees you, it's like Elvis walking in the building, huh?
Yeah, she's a firecracker.
Nice, very nice.
She loves her dad.
Oh, that's daddy's little girl, man. That's the ultimate bond there.
Yeah, she gets away with murder with me. Mom's more the disciplinarian. Daddy, I let her get away with everything. She just gives me that cute little face, and then she gets off. So
nice.
She got me wrapped around her feet.
No, that's too cool, man. I'm glad to hear that. And Ryan McFoy, the Arizona State Sun Devil safety, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Ryan, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out. And they're just kind of some goofy one-line questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. First down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase?
I actually could dance very well.
Now Dimitri said he was a great dancer. You better dancer than Dimitri?
Yes, I am, actually.
Whoa. I'll tell you what, I wish I had him. I wish I had him online because he said he thought he was might be the best dancer on the team.
No, he's not. Definitely not.
Nice. Well, hey, I'm sure you'll talk to Dimitri before I do. So make sure you bring that up. You guys can settle that argument at another time. Second down. is I ask this of everybody. If you could endorse any product or be the spokesperson for anything, what would you like to advertise or endorse?
I endorse Feed the Children.
There you go. Very nice. That's a nice one, man. From the heart. Very good. And the final question before we let you go today, if you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, just dinner now, who would you like to take?
To dinner?
Yeah.
Female celebrity?
Yeah.
Hold on. Kim Kardashian.
There you go. Very nice. She's like a middle of the pack vote getter right now. And Beyonce is two votes ahead of Alicia Keys, and they're so far out in front of everybody. It's like a two woman race right now.
Yeah, Alicia Keys is nice too.
Yeah. Well, they're all nice. I haven't got any bad ones yet, so. In fact, the funniest one was Brian Price. Brian Price said Oprah, and then I started laughing because I started asking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started asking him if he was watching the Chappelle Show, and he started giggling. So, well, hey, Ryan, we appreciate you coming on. We wish you the best of luck moving forward, and we would love to have you back on right before the draft just to kind of catch up with you and get your final thoughts before the big week. So,
okay, I'd love to do that.
All right, my man. Well, hey, enjoy your weekend, and once again, thanks for coming on the NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
All right, thank you.
Yep. That's Ryan McFoy, the safety from the Arizona State Sun Devils. And a guy like him, very unselfish player. I mean, he spent time at safety and linebacker. I believe, and don't quote me on this, when he arrived at Arizona State, he was one of the top freshmen in the Pac-10 at the safety position. You know, and then, you know, through team needs, he played the linebacker role. But, obviously he added great weight, 6'1", 230. That's a wallop of a man at the safety position. So, I could get a nice kid to keep your eye on out there. I'm very unselfish, and that versatility of the linebacker and safety position, I'm sure, is going to come into play for the teams that are looking to take him in the draft or as a priority free agent. Remember Ryan McFoy, that was today's guest, Arizona State Sun Devil. Fantastic kid. He had five fifth and tackles for the Sun Devils, three interceptions, so a guy to keep your name on. And remember, the NFL Draft Bible, a lot of stuff going on. We got the latest Pro Days results. We're getting you that latest team visit information. Remember, if you sign up for your all-access membership to the NFL Draft Bible, you're going to get the book, 300 pages. You're also going to get that book in PDF format, so it's right there on your computer. And then you're going to get 18 issues of College Football Insiders. And as you know, if you listen to enough NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight shows, that's one of my absolute favorite things during the college season is the College Football Insiders. That you get that, you don't need any other thing else that covers everything from the top to the bottom to the A to the Z. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks once again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.